Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Yongera katonde ngari zamanyi.
Add God a mighty hand cloud.
Mugambe mukama tukwebaza.
Tell him, Lord, we thank you.
Otufude ebitonde ebijja.
Made us into new creations.
Mutwali twafafaganedda.
When we've gotten wasted before.
Mu Adamu.
In Adam.
Wasoka notonda mukwagala
ku. First created us in your love.
Tubereberye esura eri esoka.
Genesis chapter 1.
Rwabiri mu mukaga nabiri mu musa.
26 and 27.
Mugamba tukore omuntu mukifananyi
kyo. Make man in your image. In our image.
And
in our likeness. Genesis chapter 2. Verse 6 and 7.
And
he blew us the breath of life.
He
became a living soul. In the Genesis 2. Verse 8. Even downwards.
He
planted a garden. He took us there. For your much love, O King of Kings.
But
because of enemy Satan. As he put us in the garden, in Genesis 2, verse 15 up to 17, all the fruits of those trees.
But
Lord, you told us,
tree
of knowledge of good from evil. That
alone,
I refuse, do not eat of it.
Even Satan
in Genesis 3, he deceived us, he wasted us, he corrupted us.
And we
entered in death.
We
lost the body of life. Even the body of death. Spoken in Romans 7.
Three
downwards.
But
because of your much love.
After
we've gotten ruined.
Verse
22. See, you send your son.
We
got the second time. Make us new creations. In the knowledge of truth that you created us before, give glory and honor.
Give
us a chance like that. We thank you. Ministers will remind us how we have to go home back in heaven.
But we need
things of this world.
But
those are used and they finish. But
we need
eternal life, eternal kingdom. We thank the Lord. May I thank you, the prophet Deborah, Evangelist Emeralds, in the Bible reader, have reminded us much
about
instructing us. If you're treating Lord as you instruct those you love and you rebuke those you love, accept your worship towards you, accept our praise,
we want
to give glory and honor. Thank you, God Almighty. You can sit down.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We thank the Lord that in these seasons we speak about Him, but not in lies. We speak about Him in truth. Given us a language, speak about Him well.
After
He's first given us a heart which understands Him, and He opens our ears, even our eyes, to see and to hear these great things that we can testify about Him.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Many time
I read Isaiah 48, and he
said
that those who speak about Him, but not in truth and not in righteousness.
And
I would have been like that.
And there
I am attaching myself on God.
But
I speak about Him is not true. That thing you, what do you think about it?
And
today you have proof. Still I speak about God and in truth.
First
reading Isaiah, you will understand what I tell you. From verse 1 to 3 as you hear.
Isaiah 48 verse 1.
Hear this, O house of Jacob, who are called by the name of Israel, and have come forth out of the waters of Judah, who swear by the name of the Lord,
and make mention of the God of Israel, but not in truth, nor in righteousness.
Yes.
That thing is very painful. And you speak about God. Because you swear about Him. But what you swear is also lies. And you speak about Him. But not in truth. And not in righteousness. That thing. And you speak about God. But what you speak of Him is not there, they are not right. Our forefathers, even some of our fathers, praise Jesus much. They called Him the big-eyed God. Big-eyed God.
Man.
What you speak about Him is not there. Genesis 1:26-27,
he
created us in His image and in His likeness. We in His image and His likeness, and we have two eyes,
yet
cannot think about it. And you say, but why I speak about God that is one big eye? Why, when we create in His image, I have two eyes. Is His image, how is it? You think about that word. How did you call Him? Your grandfathers, forefathers, you heard them say what? He spoke of the one big eyed. You, whom did you call Him? Remember, same language was the one there.
And he
says, that one big-eyed God sees. And
he says,
I see, but I don't use to see with one eye. You speak about Him, but not in truth, and not in righteousness. Who can speak about Him in truth when they are in the truth of the Scriptures? Who can speak about Him in righteousness when they have first heard the truth of the Scriptures and they believe it and they do it and they are given righteousness? One who can speak about Him in of righteousness and speak about Him in the Scriptures, they are the truth. Those he first believed and was given the righteousness to be doing them. And then they speak about God.
Even
one who's not yet believed Scripture, what they say in God. When they speak about Him, passing through stories of their forefathers,
they
speak of Him not in truth and not in righteousness. And you speak about Him. Others we used to say that God is just a mere spirit. How many years has that word spent? Me, I heard it for many years.
Maybe
I was in another world, you two in another. What did you hear? And when we reached in religions, up to today they say, it's just a mere spirit. I said, we create in His image. How come He gave us bodies? How come He gave us bodies? How come we're not just naked spirits? Why He remained the naked spirit? Yet we finish His image and His likeness and have spirits and bodies. Why? As I read Scriptures, they tell me that He's in a glorious body. Man,
it
means He has a body.
For fathers,
they told us wrong things. Yet they are sure of what they say. I swear that one big-eyed God. And you say, you speak of Him, is that truth? In the Job, He
said,
but can one deceive on behalf of God?
And
you come deceive, speak about Him. Those things are not true.
And you deceive
on behalf of God? Can a person deceive on behalf of God? He come on the world. I am an apostle of God. I prove to you God is one big art. Yet God knows it. Even in his writings in his holy book, there is not one big eye like that. He's sitting on his throne and appears with two eyes like yours. But fullness of his spirit, he has seven eyes. And they are the seven spirits.
In this
image on the throne, he appears with two eyes like you. But in fullness of his Holy Spirit, seven spirits of God, he has seven eyes. All you falsely adjust him. In this image, fullness of his Holy Spirit, and you are choosing falsely. And you deceive on his behalf. Let's read in Job, you see. We are like conversing and analyzing these things. The prophet devil has been telling us, we have things to thank God. He's given us understanding, treasure of knowledge. Let's read, we see. Job chapter 13, verse 6.
Mutego kutu iliyokuoza kwemimwa jange.
Hear now my reasoning and hearken to the pleadings of my lips.
Olinyoro musambu. Yobwe sura ya 13 n'olunyiryo lwo musambu.
Job chapter 13 verse 7.
Muna ulereza Katonda ngamwogere bitali byansonga eranga mulete ebyobulimba.
Will you speak wickedly for God and talk deceitfully for him?
Olinyoro munana. Hallelujah. Yobu esule ye 13 n'olunyiriri olwo musanvu.
Job chapter 13 verse 7.
Muna ulereza Katonda nga mwogere bitali byansonga era nga muleta ebyobulimba.
Will you speak wickedly for God and talk deceitfully for him?
Olinyoro munana.
Verse 8.
Muna mutya kitibwa. Munayomberera Katonda.
Will you accept his person? Will you contend for God? Yes.
Ari Katonda.
Now God.
Osobola okumugamba nomwogerera wobubi.
You can speak wickedly for him.
Ay neibana.
But my God.
Nomulimbirawo.
And you deceive on behalf of him.
Ari nogera nowakana nnyo.
Because you contend.
Ngabu yogera ebiri ebitufu.
As things you speak they are rightful about him. My God. That is what they call religions in the world. Yes. Right from the sorcerers. There is to speak wickedly about God. You go in the shrine. And they work on you, they say. If God wills. Those grandfathers, they take them away. Demons of the shrines. And they say, if God wills. If those demons are rascals. They say, if God wills, he wills in the shrine. Praise Jesus much. When we reached in religions, and they told us the big eye, one big eye, God is a naked spirit. One that we greet in his image and his likeness, have two eyes and he appears with one. We wonder to have bodies, and he does not have them. When they thought everybody is of one type, they never knew they are also heavenly bodies. Now, and they speak falsehood about God, and they deceive on his behalf, and they do much contentions. Now there are beliefs there. They tell us heaven is in the mission. You just rotate around here, and you enter heaven in the spiritual world. And he says, no, the word heaven, it means it's above. It's not around here. You ascend up. Praise Jesus much.
So
you see that we first go in the ground.
Listen
now.
I hear
God say Ecclesiastes 12:7. The body goes in the dust.
The
spirit goes back to God who gave it. And there appears many religions. Beliefs, they are right there. As we reach in the salvation. After we have erred.
Umanyiche baito kumantara.
Indeed,
are we, do we get buried or we go to heaven? That is someone who is not sure. The person not sure, the person who finds two way roads, does not know which way to go to. And the tribe is maybe I go back where I've come from. That is someone who is now confused. God saved me now. Salvation we get to heavens, and the problem came.
Ani.
Who?
Mubiri.
The body, the spirit.
See,
perhaps we go in heaven, but if heaven, maybe I'll go there with which body?
But
we did ask that. Things of the heavenly body. We had to go to heaven. Now, if pastors preach to us and they tell us the ghost of your forefathers came back, you see, you didn't go in hell, neither heaven.
Every
Sabbath. And what is the truth?
They
began to strike the ghost of our forefathers.
And
we have to bind them in the deserts. When you think of the desert, did you see there are no trees there? Now you bind it on what? You didn't ask much at that point. You just bound them in the deserts. Yes. But you've not asked the rightful place I bind where. That's what they call moving when you're not sure and you're mad. Don't speak about God, that's not true. And the Lord Jesus said,
that
when he sent the desert, it's no food, it comes back. Did you send in the desert?
And
Jesus said, this child, how can I help this one?
When
pray all things, they speak, they are lying. Send them in the deserts. I said, send the bottomless pit. In chains.
It's
when you send them in the ocean. Tell you in the ocean. As we read Ezekiel 27. And they have their base right there.
It's
where they drink tea of blood. They eat
meat
of human hearts and body parts. Private parts.
And they attack us
next day when they are stronger. Now, drama was much involved there. Think of him, now you can speak of God in truth and in righteousness.
Scripture
that say that you know it.
In its
rightfulness, you can move to explain it even.
Now,
rich prayer of warfare will move. And they tell us, Matthew 10, verse 1, they are giving us power on demons to casting them. Now that power, we do not know it. The power is, how does it appear? That power in those days, how was it? And you feel it? The power to cast demons.
I
say the name of Jesus. It is the power.
It's
not. I told you in this power. You cast in my name. You
raise
the power. In my name, then you cast them. The power differs with name. Jesus, the power he spoke of him before. Matthew 12:28. If I cast demons by the Spirit of God, the kingdom of God has come.
The power,
the Holy Spirit given us.
Yet,
don't tell you. We begin to riot. You feel power with yourself.
You
say, Lord, give me power. Cast demons.
And
you say, where is it? When I gave it, you didn't come for it. If someone gives you something and say, but wait for me at that point, I bring it. Not yet come, go, you claim you've been given it.
kubanga n'abatume
yabagaa He born again just moved with their power as they thought. And they prayed. They practiced dogs. They sweat. And they moved down and up. They're in the power, authority. And they named themselves names. Abalwanya Basavi. Prayer warriors. Those were in the city of Kampala in Uganda. And they bark. Barking. Barking.
Then,
the normal bath at home. The bath in the sweat they get through prayer.
And forget 16 to 20.
When they saw stress is where they come to pour prayers. Which do not bring salvation. And pray them for a long time. And it seems to be hard for their many words.
Complaints
alone in the Bible in the truth about what they do. It's a man. After we say it, Matthew 18:18. Everything you bind on earth, it will be bound in heaven. It began to bind on earth. Before we ask ourselves, if I bind a demon on earth, even if heaven is there, it's bound there.
It's
involved, I bind on earth. And heaven is it's bound. No. We bound. Bind a demon. Heaven to bind. It's in heaven and it's in a long place. It's both in heaven and earth. Yes. What you find on earth, heaven is bounded. Did you think of that in that time? Remember how you told that scripture you never knew it?
You
don't know how to quote it.
Then
you went to a war. They struck those cheeks of yours. So you quote the scripture,
yet
the demon is speaking obscenities your way.
He
said the scripture is not making meaning.
No.
He said no.
We've
given you power, you're best in it, and command heavens to work. Heavens do rule on the earth. And how does it rule?
It
has to evolve. Angels come from heaven and they come, we walk here. Right there we moved with strength of food. And the born again is known. That one is a prayer warrior, as they call them. Prayer warriors of the church are amazing. And they beg. Have you seen them? And they beg. It needs. By the ones who pray much. Intercessors on the mats. In the back. They shake heads the whole day.
Indeed,
they had made the gecko mentality in those heads. They are like that. Praying.
Wait.
And if you involve yourself, you're a new person. You feel pains in the neck. And they tell you have not matured in spirit. Things of salvation had gotten wild.
Though
they are still wild out there. But we have a world we are into here. A world of the rest of God. A world of refreshment.
Okay,
Isaiah. Isaiah 28, verse 11 and 12. That give them rest and refreshment. That is where we are here. We've gotten so weary and tired. Praying as shaking heads. Going to be a new member there. You are fresh born again. You've not yet understood those things.
Yes.
They tell you yes. What you hear come in the head. You speak it out.
atinotandika yesu mulinnya lya yesu
the name of jesus
naneyo bible yegamba
the bible says no
musabe kitange
pray the father
mulinnya lya
my name
kakati akavuyo nekabereyo
now confusion happened to be there
akati kijja kiyingira mu nnimi
comes involve the tongues
ngaluwa akavuyo akagamba
the confusion which says satan does not hear tongues
naye nga cheunyi
yet amazing
Satan
deceived the whole world.
According
Revelation 12. From verse 7 up to
17.
He deceived the whole world.
He deceived
only nations, even angels.
Deceived
them in which language? In all languages. He knows them. Even those of angels.
Jesus
does not hear them.
When
we taps them to compose them.
Satan echo kwate sarayo.
Satan to stop your prayer. Whether he understands it or not,
ajikwata.
He can catch it and stop it.
Don't you see
when he arrested prophet Daniel? Gabriel. Come into Daniel. They had not caught the answer of a prayer.
Satan,
there's no way he can catch your words. But he can reason your words. If they are very wrong and it tells God, why answer this person?
If you send your angel,
let me go fight with him.
If there's
no prayer, he can arrest him. Arrest is where?
He
has any gadget which can arrest your words.
Akwate sala eh?
Hey, yes.
Owangi. Bosi, wagamba ngastani akora
chi. You say Satan will do what?
Ngakwate sala
you. Will not stop your prayer?
Ngajikwata.
Catch it how?
Aunga tuyingira munnimi.
Right there we enter in tongues.
Ngabatugamba.
And they tell us.
Mutugira byamane
katona. We speak mysteries with God.
Kakati ngeche unyisa.
Now what surprises?
Katona ngagugamba byama
oba yenga yalikugamba. Mysteries to God or is the one meant to speak mysteries to you?
Ani kufabira nebya.
Of us has mysteries between us and God.
Kubabwe nsoma cha mateka
nimwenda bimwe. The sacred things belong to God. Those revealed they are ours.
Kati simanyi bwo mugamba byama.
I don't know you speak mysteries to him.
Eh. Kakati era abamu wamubuza.
Some of you asked him.
Ndibirogero bitegera.
What you speak you understand it?
Ngamba.
This is not.
Nzemba ngamba katonda byama.
I speak to God mysteries.
Ngashibitegera.
And me I don't understand them.
Nanyi ni chama abachi manyi.
The owner of a secret knows it. Yes.
Mutufu tuogera amazi.
Let's speak reality and truth.
Nanyi ni chama abachi manyi.
He owns the secret does not know it.
Kati ogamba uti katonda byama byota.
Mysteries to God you don't know them.
Ngumuntu aja
a person comes
Jacob
yankubori kama you whisper a secret and they speak it out a talk
Jacob ngambuza
Jacob asks what have you said
ugambie chama
I said you a secret me too I don't know it
abangi
brethren
ichitana chitu setuogere katonda mumoyo mumazima
time has come to speak God in truth and in righteousness
era yengere chitusobola kushinza mumoyo ne
mazima we can worship him in spirit and truth
babu osoka ngo sobola muogera ko mumazima
speak of him in truth and in righteousness
sobuko kumushinza mumoyo ne mazima
possible worship in the spirit and truth
kubabo mumanyi byo
you know him what you worship you understand it
atibaje watu gamba
ali mukuru tell us is in heaven
oh
man you are our father in heaven. He said, which heaven? That's one I see.
And
Job complains by the Spirit. If I knew the place of your dwelling and the breadth of your throne, I would have filled meaningful words. You read there, you hear. And we show him the heaven. At times we begin imagine as if he's in his kingdom and he's on the throne. How did you think of that? We are conversing before having service. Yes. Service of conversing. It's what we are into now. As they were. How are they today? Those who speak of God, yet not in truth and not in righteousness. Let's read in Job.
Job chapter
23,
verse 2.
Even today is my complaint bitter. My hand is heavy in spite of my groaning. Verse 3.
Singa manyije nyizo kumulabira. Singa nyizo kutoka na wali entebe ye.
Oh, that I knew where I might find him, that I might come even to his feet. Yes. If I knew where he sits, even the place where the throne is exactly, what was he speaking next as he understood? Let's read that verse.
Job chapter 23,
verse
4.
I would order my course before him and fill my mouth with arguments. Yes. If I know where he is and is there,
and
I don't just speak, but don't even meditate about God. You see a king on the throne, and I'm saying, you, O God, why did you come and show your authority? You created me. I am a woman. Look this breast forward. This part. And he said, you,
child,
if they knew where I sit,
and my
throne, how big it is,
they wouldn't have
spoken those words which are useless before me. Come out, show yourself. If they understood me, I don't leave my throne. I am the Lord of hosts.
They
would have asked, I send them my army.
But because you rush
out from what you speak and you don't understand, you say, come show yourself. And he wonders, can you go speak to your president? Come from the seat, come speak with us. You go, honor your excellency. We request that you speak to the nation. But you move to one who rules over heaven and earth. You say, come out. The man with faith, he told him, Lord, you're not required to come in my house.
May
I know you are Lord of hosts. Me too, I am captain in the armies of the world. When I speak to one God, they go. And I want to say, one come, you come. Lord, send your army into my house. Me too, I
will be.
Arthur knew him.
Yes,
Lord, this was Jesus.
Come
out today. Show yourself. And he said, now you are mad.
But I swear
madness has gradually gotten healed. How was it before? How is it today?
And
speak of God not in truth, not in righteousness. You are just rushing.
Anytime
they quote him, oh Father,
sit above
the heavens as it is written in Ephesians 4 and the verse 6, the one God, Father of all, who is above all, he passed through all and he works in all. Why don't they just speak God after we know where he sits?
There
is where we order our words to reach him, O King of Kings. Yes.
Christ
Jesus, oh Christ Jesus, who is in the third heaven. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 1 to 4.
In the Matthew
28, verse 18. You rule in heaven and earth, O King of Kings. You bring our requests. You first understand how easy to know
it is.
When you order meaningful words, you think of him as the King of Uganda. In Uganda, even the King in Uganda, he just gets pleased even to appear to the people. Himself. They don't say, we called him to come and see us. You did what? You put so much in the church. Man, come out.
Yes,
Jesus.
The
King of Uganda in Uganda. In East Africa. Africa. Even if they pass in your village, you
say,
the king was pleased to pass in this our area. And they speak about him great words. He did all those accolades as they speak them.
Rukoma nanta wetwa bichi.
You came to the king of kings and you pass through your mouth speak words not true, and you fabricate him. Those are what we are into before. You two know how you did them. Some be here and they say, and we see a Holy Spirit who spreads everywhere. Psalms 149, verse 7 to 10. You give you glory and honor. You left your master seat. You come minister to us. You give you the spirit of grace. We thank you for living your throne. And you come on this earth that you can guide us. Acts chapter 2, verse 3 up to 4. We welcome you to us, honorable. You are the spirit of the day. You have to appear. You feel free. Come out. Come out. Yet the others left all his honors. He comes to serve you and you begin to despise him. Lord is saying, I will not leave as always. You come to protect me. I have not seen you. The one you speak to is God. But you speak to him whatever you find. And not in truth. That conversation may not end. When you reach your angels,
I
started in Hebrews 1, verse 13 and 14. You are sent to minister to us. Come minister to me. Quickly come. I have armies of angels. Come to serve me. It's me, your great one. Humans, when reach us, and humans, who is more greater? And those they just say to mere serve us, they forget. The greater serves the young. The others are great, humble, serve us, the younger who cannot handle ourselves. The greater will serve the younger. That's why the firstborn came on the world today. Firstborn of all creations. You think you are greater than the angels? You are on the world, they are in heaven. What you are greater than them, you fighting just to enter heaven. Even proof you do not have whether you will enter there. They have a password to bring them on the earth and go back to heaven. Maybe, what is your password to heaven?
Now
there's in the midst there. We shall speak about it the other time. How they were. How are they today? Spoke about God. Not in truth. And not in righteousness. But how is it today? Then you will be there to thank God.
These
are meditations you had in you. Heavens now. Let's speak, but we shall speak about it.